time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Police in London are conducting a manhunt for a suspect who planted a bucket bomb on the packed District Line tube during rush hour Friday morning. No arrests have been made. At least 22 people were taken to local hospitals with injuries. Mayor Sadiq Khan condemned the attack and the, quote, hideous individuals who attempt to use terror to harm us and destroy our way of life. As London has proven again and again, we will never be intimidated or defeated by terrorism. President Donald Trump responded to the attack by taking to Twitter and calling the terrorists losers, and using the attack to promote his travel ban against people from six Muslim-majority nations. While on Air Force One en route back to Washington, D.C., after a trip to visit hurricane-stricken Naples, Florida, Thursday afternoon, the president once again stood by his original claim that both sides were to blame for violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, last month between white supremacists and counter-protesters. He was telling reporters about his meeting with Senator Tim Scott at the White House the day before.
We had a great meeting. Tim Scott's been a friend of mine for a long time. I've been a supporter of his when I was a civilian. I was one of his earliest supporters, and I supported him when he ran. And we had a great talk yesterday. I think especially in light of the advent of Antifa, if you look at what's going on there, you know, you have some pretty bad dudes on the other side also. And essentially, that's what I said. Now, because of what's happened since then with Antifa, you look at, you know, really what's happened since Charlottesville. A lot of people are saying, in fact, a lot of people have actually written, gee, Trump might have a point. I said, you got some very bad people on the other side also, which is true. But we had a great conversation.
The New York Times' Maggie Haberman was on CNN's New Day discussing the incident.
I was really struck by the senator's statement yesterday in particular about that, you know, this is who he is, because that, I think, is what most people come away with from hearing the president talk. This is who he is, and this is the way he sees things. We know that he instinctively tends to do what about that side when any issue comes up, and he's not wrong that violence caused by Antifa is problematic. The issue is that it ends up sounding like he's saying all violence is equal, and it negates the questions about racism, which is what this is about in the first place. It is not just about whether people are violent. It is about certain attitudes and beliefs about race that are propelling violence on one side. And while the tactics used by Antifa can be discussed, the basic idea is that a lot of people who were at those protests, where it was a counter-protest to things that had sprung up in the first place in Charlottesville, but he thinks he's right on this. And as we've seen many times, when he gets an idea in his head, it is hard to get him off of it, even if he has said something that sounds sort of, you know, reassuring or like what he is supposed to be saying previously.
Haberman also spoke about her story detailing Trump's anger with Attorney General Jeff Sessions when it was learned that Robert Mueller had been named special counsel. The president attributed the appointment of Mueller to Sessions' decision to recuse himself from the Russia investigation, accusing Sessions of disloyalty. Trump told Sessions that choosing him to be attorney general was one of the worst decisions he had made, and he called him an idiot.
And the fact that the president saw this through the prism of something very specific, which was disloyalty, that was the word he used. I think people have gotten focused on the word idiot, which is obviously very demeaning, but the president just saw this as a personal act of disloyalty to him, as opposed to a public official and somebody who is supposed to be a guardian of the public trust doing their job.
Haberman and Michael Schmidt report that Mr. Sessions told the president he would quit and sent a resignation letter to the White House, according to four people who were told details of the meeting. Sessions would later tell associates that the demeaning way the president addressed him was the most humiliating experience in decades of public life. Trump ended up rejecting the resignation, though in July he once again told aides he wanted to remove Sessions, though again he took no action. North Korea conducted its longest ever test flight of a ballistic missile Friday, sending an intermediate range weapon hurtling over U.S. ally Japan into the northern Pacific Ocean in a launch that signals both defiance to its rivals and a big technological advance. Since the president threatened North Korea with fire and fury in August, Pyongyang has conducted its most powerful nuclear test, threatened to send missiles into the waters around the U.S. territory of Guam, and launched two missiles of increasing range over Japan. Hillary Clinton sat for an interview with Rachel Maddow Thursday night and said that Trump has been played by Kim Jong-un.
This missile test is sending a message from Kim Jong-un that he is not deterred And that's what I mean about all the tough talk that we hear from our president really actually playing right into Kim Jong-un's hands. And that's what I mean when I say he's been played. And this is a clear and present danger. And if it's allowed to go forward, we will face even worse choices. That's why right now we need smart diplomatic intervention. If we don't have it in the government, then bring in some people from the outside with experience. We have experienced diplomats who have dealt with North Korea. But this needs to be happening right now. And get over the Twitter stuff and get on to the diplomatic negotiations. I got
good news. And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution as we are 100% listener funded. For more info, visit NicoleSandler.com/donate.